craft cheese. Not even government.
I know. Cheese. Government cheese would be awesome, dude. Government oh, I love good, government man. Cheese.
Super, super cheesy.
Mmm.
More cheesier than...
Sorry, more cheesier than your...
Cheetos.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What up, people?
Hello!
What's up, guys? Internet people, downloading people, video people, audio people. All you guys listening to this, your earphones, your speakers, your in your car, in your Hummer, in your
where are in those, your Batcave.
What are those jets called?
The jets.
Those jets.
You threw me off on
G5s?
That one too.
Oh, the G5s.
Sitting in your G5s.
The F-16 fighters.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you're a millionaire or something. I don't know. Would you listen to the Rot Pod?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, I would.
It's only one of a kind, right?
That's right, and
Mr.
that's us.
Mr. B right here.
Yeah. Big D.
And Stretch.
Yes, sir. Another episode giving it to you. A lot of downloads, listeners. Thank you very much. Head over to rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Find some information. And I have pictures that I need to put up. And there's the videos that we've been doing for the podcast. So those, as soon as they donate like a dollar or something.
Yes, sir.
They get an email and they get a link to the video.
To the videos.
They get to watch it as many times as they want.
That sounds good.
Come on, baby. Check don't be out. Shy.
I know.
And I can say that watching part of the video, because I don't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just watch part of it at the beginning, especially when we were talking about the stories and we use our arms like this. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And just the stuff that we do, since Stretch has been here, he's been using his hands lately.
And my teeth.
His teeth. It's pretty good. And we're outside again. You can hear the airplane.
You hear the wind. The wind sounds lovely, don't it?
Holy shit, that's a cargo plane, no?
I just left my house, look at that.
It's gonna drop some.
It's gonna drop
Black Ops.
Black Ops, Navy
Save
Seals.
The world. Save the world.
I guess we can start off by just giving a few shout outs again.
Yes, indeed.
Who are we shouting out to, Mr. B?
We're giving a shout out to, again, this guy, Dog of Days 23 on Twitter.
Very nice.
He's a gamer. He streams his games on Twitch. Mm. Rocket League. He's been playing a lot of Rocket League. He's been getting
Rocket
League.
Oh, Rocket League. Somebody stop him.
I think he's flooding.
He's been giving Rot Pod some love and shouting out and retweeting and stuff like that.
Right on.
Beautiful thing. Thank you.
Shout out to
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
What's this guy's name again?
Dog of Days.
Dog of Days. Is that his game tag?
Or he goes by Disciples of Gaming.
Damn. So he must be a badass in games.
Yeah. And like I was telling Big D, he has the Rot Pod webpage and the picture.
Oh, shit.
On his, yeah, Twitch on his page. Link.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
Some people check him out. They're definitely seeing the Rot Pod stuff.
Checking the Rot Pod stuff out, baby. Mm.
Thank you guys for the support. The Rot Pod are here.
He's been playing Rocket League. Have you guys tried Rocket League?
Mm.
Which is that one? I think I might have seen the like commercials of that one, but I can't remember.
Remember the soccer with cars?
Soccer with cars?
Soccer with cars. You never seen it?
No, I have not seen that. It's like that sounds crazy. Game
in the USA, buddy.
Damn. That was crazy. Cars and soccer.
What the fuck you say, man?
How do you play that game?
We live in the USA.
New Mexico's USA. Come on, people.
New Mexico.
So they want to build a wall around our state. What's wrong with that?
We're part of the state. It's part of the country.
Do they build a wall?
Around New Mexico.
Oh, really? Oh, like Trump?
Just around New Mexico.
Fucker want to build a wall everywhere, man.
It's part of the United States, people. Let's get this straight.
Oh, he thinks New Mexico is part of Mexico? Yeah. Punk?
Yeah, jerk. I don't like that.
Now I hate you.
He's right here, Donald Trump. Yeah, I hope you see this guy.
We're coming.
Donate a dollar and you can see my face.
Donate a billion if you can. That'd be nice.
Or if you're cheap like that, just listen to the audio. It's free for you. Man,
for you,
cheapies.
Huh? You fucking rat bastard.
That's right.
Are you listening to us?
Mr. B just said it.
because we're coming to get you. We're coming to get you.
Yeah.
Spitting out lyrics. Homie, I'm with you.
We'll be waiting next to that wall of yours.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. That building that wall reminds me of World War Z. Remember that movie?
Oh snap.
Israel.
Yeah. And they were just climbing it like pyramid.
Dude, that was creepy. If you could stack up on each other and just climb over it.
Like, holy Brad Pitt. Oh,
because that lady got that microphone and started singing?
Yeah.
She told her, be quiet, man.
Hey, man, get your mouth shut. Somebody stop her.
She was trying to rap.
She sucked. She brought all the zombies.
Yeah, she brought the...
Good movie. Good movie. World War Z.
I like that movie. Aren't they supposed to make a part two of that movie?
I think they're making a part two.
Yeah.
The movie's been...
Shit, it's only about 5 years, huh?
I know. It was the last time that movie came out, like 3 years ago.
Again, I guess the same thing about like Independence Day.
That took 20 years.
Yeah, that thing is a long time ago.
Since it came out in 2017. June 9th, 2017. Oh, World War Z 2.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Damn. You show that lady singing again?
She got kicked out in this one.
This time she's in Beijing.
She's a zombie in that one.
She's she comes back as a zombie.
Look, there's the lady from part one.
Shit.
So this one is a different director. He's gonna be directing this one.
Didn't Brad Pitt help out direct the first one?
Yeah.
Is he still in this one, right?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
They can't kick him out. He's what makes the movie.
He is the only thing in that movie, man. I don't know anybody else.
I don't know anyone else either.
His wife, remember, she plays that chick in that Netflix series? Man, I can't remember. But it's...
Is that a Netflix special?
No, it's one of the first Netflix series that came out when Netflix introduced Netflix series.
Hmm.
What?
That's a...
You guys got that? You know what I mean? I forgot what that movie was. If I remember, I'll let you guys know.
We'll look it up.
It's in one of the past episodes. I think we talked about it, too.
Son of a bitch.
I think we even talked about it when JD Fist was here, too.
Oh, when Oliver was here?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was many moons ago.
I know. That was a few weeks ago. I can't remember that. More like months.
Shout out to the Drunken Dork.
Drunken Dork.
Drunken Dork. Is he dorky when he's drunk? Is that what he calls
him? Twitter.
He says, check out the latest from Rot Pod. Pretty good podcast. Check him out. Download it. Stream it. All at rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you. Much love to you, Drunken Dork.
Yeah.
Besides you.
Drunken dork.
How big is your dork? Dork.
Are you drunk right now?
Are you drunk?
Is your dork big right now? Is it at least 9 inches?
Whoa.
John 9!
What's up, John? Hello, John. In case y'all wondering, I just say that. You know, I'm not really a taker, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I am.
No, he's not. He's not.
Okay. Just stay silent and then the truth comes out.
He's not a taker or a receiver.
I don't play left of the rainbow.
No. He doesn't fly in the rainbows. You guys are good. No homophobic chance, okay?
And then another guy was saying he's got to admit that... JCVD was one of my favorite 80s, 90s action stars. Can you guys remember? Do you know who JCVD is?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes, sir.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
One of his favorite 80s, 90s action stars.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I can only say I like 3 or 4 of his movies.
The first one that comes to the top of my head is...
Bloodsport. Oh, that's my favorite one. It is. You like Universal Soldier, don't you?
That's it.
Have you ever seen Bloodsport?
Yeah. See Bloodsport, the double impact.
When he goes blind, he's like,
It's all fucking dramatic.
And then he goes into his Zen mode and starts
High pro glow. Like, reminds me of freaking The Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Leroy.
Leroy.
Who's the baddest mofo around? Show enough.
I like Leroy. Leroy was awesome.
There was a bug.
It was awesome. Well, he was a pussy, I can't lie.
He had that high pro glow, man.
He had all that martial arts stuff, and he didn't want to use it.
I know.
Until the very end.
Until they had his chick.
Yep, that's when he came.
Well, out. I'd fight for her, too, man. She was badass.
Yeah. Yeah. His little brother was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was kind of a pain. You remember that? Mr. B.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that was an awesome movie.
What was the other line that he says? I can't remember. He used to always say it. Remember he was practicing his line? He's like, what do you say? Fuck, I forgot. I'm sorry, Ralph Hart.
What's the sound effect he always says? Bam!
Yeah, he's always, you boy. The baddest mofo around.
Showed it. I need to watch that movie again. My uncle hates him. He said, I hate that stupid movie. He's a pussy. And I'm like, I looked at it again and like, yeah, he is. He is a wuss.
What else, Mr. B?
Snapchat is number 2 on the most downloaded iTunes app list.
Really?
Who's number 1?
T-Mobile Tuesdays.
Huh?
What?
What's that?
T-Mobile Tuesdays, you say? Let's see what it is.
We don't have T-Mobile.
I know.
So what the hell do we care?
I was just wondering. My ass was number 1.
It's just a free stuff for T-Mobile customers and prizes every week.
Oh, yeah. There's one chick I was talking to, Monica. Remember she was talking about that? That they're giving away a lot of these free prizes. And then the number 1 prize is a trip to Hawaii for the new customers and the old customers and stuff like that.
Verizon needs to do that. Fuck.
I know, T-Mobile. I think he was even putting an ad in Twitter too, because sometimes I see it every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
What it was.
Yo.
The owner of T-Mobile is saying, well, who else gives away free prizes to his customers? It's pretty good.
Yeah, she was saying when that freaking owner, when he comes down, it's almost like a Steve Jobs convention, dude, because they have all the damn workers from T-Mobile.
Oh, wow.
All in a big freaking their warehouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And he comes out and they just start hollering, man, said it's a madhouse, dude.
Holy really? Shit.
Yeah.
Service sucks, dope.
Yeah.
Sorry, T-Mobile, but I have to say it.
Here in Albuquerque, the service is just varies in different parts of the city, huh?
Man, mine sucks when I'm inside.
Sprint, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't too happy to see it. He's like, yeah.
Hey, look. Well, I got AT&T. It works pretty good.
You like AT&T?
It's all right, yeah. But Verizon, I had Verizon before AT&T, and Verizon was badass.
It is.
Fuck yeah, mafia fuckers.
Yeah. Freaking expensive bastards.
We can go anywhere, top of the fucking mountain, almost everywhere, dude, and you could have service on that bastard,
Verizon?
Dude.
Verizon?
Yes.
Yeah. You have Verizon on stretch?
Yes, sir, I do. I stayed with it. We're talking about, you used to have it.
No, I don't.
Like Verizon for Sprint.
I had to, unlimited. I just got to find the service first.
He's struggling at work.
The T-Mobile app is 65 megabytes. Remember how we were talking about these apps? They take a lot of memory.
That's a lot.
Taking shitload.
A lot.
Number 2 is Snapchat. You guys do Snapchat?
I do. Snapchat. I have Snapchat. I send videos and pictures to Don.
You both have Snapchat?
Private.
Sticking Snapchat with them. GoPro.
Snapchat.
Hey.
Hey.
Snapchat. Hey.
Hashtag ROTPOD.
Hey.
Snapchat.
Hashtag two guys at two.
Hey.
Snapchat. Snapchat is key, guys.
Snapchat is, yes, sir. Number 3 is a Messenger. It's the Facebook Messenger.
Oh.
It sucks how you have to download the Messenger and then the Facebook app. But they said they were going to put them together again. But I don't know when they're going to put it.
You know, actually, I kind of like that separate for me.
Yeah, me too.
Because a lot of times, you know, if I want to ditch Facebook, but I still would like to keep the Messenger for the messages that I have. You know what I mean? Yep. So, like, that idea, I kind of like. I like them having it separately.
Yeah.
Having it separate?
Yeah. I don't mind that at all, dude.
Mm-hmm. I like how that works. Keep the Messenger and delete the Facebook.
Yeah.
People got problems. I don't want to read them.
It just says they're putting that together right now, the developers. Mm.
Don't do it, man. Leave it alone.
I know.
Messenger and
it's
Facebook.
It's fine how it is.
And number 4 is Facebook. Number 4, top downloaded. How can it be top downloaded if everybody already has it?
I know.
It should have been number 4 a long time ago, and then slowly faded away.
Yeah, it should be like number 100 now.
Well, I don't know, dude. The freaking kids are being bored like a motherfucker. And so when they get old enough, you know, they're going to get a Facebook. So I think they're always going to be in the top 5.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Every day somebody turns
13, 14, whatever the case may be.
Mom, can I have Facebook?
And there's a kid being born like fucking a la verga.
Like 100,000 a day just in the United States alone.
Dang, man, we need to do like Beijing, 13, dude.
13 years old to use Facebook.
See that? You so, you know, kids. I think it's always going to be top 5.
I agree.
Man, everybody just, I mean, nobody's going to stop fucking. And they're all going to, sorry.
Babies will keep being produced.
360,000 babies born daily.
360? See? 360,000. Look at that.
Is that like the whole world? Or
just... No, here. Yeah. In Albuquerque.
No, actually around, no. The world, around the world.
Albuquerque would be huge by now if that was true.
Yeah, around the world.
360?
That's a lot of babies, man.
I wonder why they want to...
It comes down to 4 births each second.
Holy shit, dude!
So right now, there's like 12, 16...
I know! Bam!
20 babies, I know!
There's some ladies suffering right now. They're in pain.
Don't y'all motherfuckers have a TV or something?
I know. It's not, life's not all about sex, you guys.
Dang, dude!
So imagine, out of the 360,000, whatever's in the U.S., maybe even like 100,000. 100,000.
It's still going to make it.
Each day is turning 13 years old. That's why Facebook is number 4.
Well, it should be number 1, damn it. That's
a lot of kids. Man, that's crazy, dude.
What did the kids say, Stretch?
Yeah, kid.
What? That, no, there we go.
Didn't want to download Facebook. You just said it a while ago.
What did I say? I forgot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what to talk about.
Can you say
number 5 is Instagram.
Yeah.
Same thing, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends that put a lot of...
There's a lot of booty pictures.
Yeah. Ass, I feel like butt titties. Instagram is a place to go.
Ass,
that's all ass, you're going to see, dude.
Ass, titties.
What if you like
ass,
tech titties. Butt?
Tech butt? Go to Tumblr?
I kind of think that Instagram and Facebook and Messenger all come together.
Yeah, well...
Facebook owns Instagram, right?
Yeah, it sure does. Hmm. What the... Yeah?
Because if you show on Instagram, you might as well hit that Facebook button and share it on Facebook, too. If you share Instagram pictures on Facebook, does it come as a regular picture, or does it come like a link where you have to go to Instagram?
Nah, it comes as a regular picture.
Regular picture?
Yeah. You can... store them. You can send them to both. You know what I mean?
And then Twitter. I know Twitter just sends a, it. Just sends.
It just a sends link. A link.
No, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, because you can just, well, like me, if I send a picture like to Facebook, it's just gonna be the Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, even though I have my Instagram connected to my Facebook, you know, logged in using my same password and all that, I can still have to do it separately.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Which I like that. I don't wanna interlink, you know.
I know, I have all of them there.
There, I mean, there's some things I put on my Instagram because I don't have too many followers on Instagram, and that's why I like putting a lot more shit there.
Yeah,
you could be more
express yourself.
Yeah, yes, I.
You could be more open. Why are you pushing me? I didn't do nothing.
There you go, people. Follow
Big D.
No,
he's supposed to be private. Instagram's he Big just D, threw right? himself out there.
Instagram's Big D.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Donald Park is Big D.
Big D.
You it's also if you use my my handle is Dino's 48.
You can see his pictures. You can see why Dinos? They call him Big D.
Dino's
Dino's 5
48.
No, it sounds Dino sounds like a band.
Los
Dinos. Selena and Los Dinos.
Los Dinos playing tonight.
Why I use that? Because that was my nickname when I was a baby. My sister called me Dinos because she said I acted like that damn one. Flintstone dinosaur. I was hyper as a motherfucker. That's why she called me dad.
Dinos.
Those Dinos performing like live tonight.
I'll call you Dino for now. No, that's just sister's nickname. Gee, I can't do that. She'll kill me.
Number 6, Slither.io. This is a game. Play against people online. Hmm. Longest, how does it say? If your head touches another player, you will explode and die.
Oh, that's nice.
Your head.
They ought to do that with all these damn babies being born.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I have nothing against, you know.
So if you can see, fuck that. Babies is like, what the fuck? Controlling a snake?
Oh.
I guess it's kind of like Tron around.
It could just slither around the body, the bones or whatever.
How Tron works. It's
the same thing.
So that's the number six?
Number six, Slither.io. You guys have iPhones on?
Yeah.
Check it out, buddies.
Is that a number one app or iPhone?
Number seven, YouTube. Oh.
Yeah, YouTube is awesome. I think
YouTube should be in the top five.
I know, man. I love YouTube.
Have you tried YouTube Red?
You got to pay for that shit. I ain't paying for that.
YouTube what?
YouTube Red.
Yeah, you can pay for it, and you can skip all the commercials, have everything.
What? And you get exclusive content to pay for movie makers.
Mm-hmm. It should be like that.
If we were to make a movie, we could put it on YouTube Red, and only people that pay get to see us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Monthly paid subscription.
Hey.
United States, Australia, New Zealand.
See, I'm gonna scream on this thing.
Brazil. Advertising free streaming of videos. Offline background playback videos, mobile devices, advertising free music. Ad free streaming of music and music videos. Google Play Music. You get access to Google Play Music.
You like listening to all kinds of music, Big D.
It's like a YouTube for.
No. What's that guy's name that we like listening to now?
Oh, Leo.
Leo
Macchiaretti.
He's an Italian guy.
And he does the metal covers for everything, dude. Everything.
Metal.
That's why, you know, the songs that we listen to, you know, kind of feminine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now
he turns them to rock.
He turned to metal, dude.
It's pretty awesome.
Rock and roll.
Hell yeah.
Like that one song, freaking Adele, Hello.
Yeah.
Turned it into metal, dude.
Turned it into metal.
Like a virgin from Madonna. Metal.
Barbie
girl.
Barbie girl.
He turned it into metal, dude.
And it is actually pretty decent.
It's pretty neat, dude.
How come you never sent me a link?
I will send you the link.
We just barely found the guy.
Yeah.
Well, Donald just found him. Big
Dinos?
It's Leo. No, not Dino.
It's not Los Dinos.
It's an Italian dude, man. The dude is cool.
Pretty good. Does he use the same voice from...
This might go on, so...
Oh, no. No problem. It's
okay. It's gonna... I was gonna say... Yeah, that's cool.
Los Dinos and Leo. Don't get your stuff wet. Uh-oh.
Oh, and the sprinklers are on.
Oh!
You can hear. Can you guys hear it? Can you guys hear the water being sprinkled?
Well, he's dead. Tell us.
And the sprinklers just came on.
Is it reaching you?
It's not right there.
Don't let the water touch you.
Yes.
I'm melting. I'm melting.
It's squirting in my face.
I told you I was a squirter.
I didn't know it was like that. It was like a sprinkler.
It's going everywhere.
It's all over.
I got diarrhea.
I'm tweeting this right now.
That diarrhea is coming out like water.
I'm tweeting this picture. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you'll be able to see this picture.
Yo. What the hell is that?
Put it, Mr. B. Before it turns off. Your beautiful GoPro camera.
It's getting all wet.
But it's made for the water, right?
Well, this one doesn't have my own.
It doesn't have your waterproof.
Doesn't have my waterproof casing on it, but it's not going that high though.
Okay, you're good. We're good, people.
We're good. All right.
Don't get scared. We're good.
Well, we can continue just a little bit more since we're almost done.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty neat.
Pretty good.
Getting so refreshed over here.
The next one is pretty important too. iTunes U. The next most downloaded app. iTunes U.
iTunes U, yeah.
Provides everything an instructor needs to bring the classroom together on an iPad. Build lessons, apps. Is used for students, one-on-one groups, and you just pretty much just learn a lot of stuff, huh?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, nice job.
You can download a bunch of
has a lot of books and stuff like that on there, dude. Yeah. That you can get.
iTunes U.
You can learn a lot of shit on there, dude.
Did you try it out?
On iTunes U? Well, I was checking it out, but it's too much for me.
It's too much?
I ain't into that. You know that. Yeah. I like only like pop-ups.
Pop-ups? Like a book kind of thing? As long as it pops up, you'll read it.
Yeah.
So what else we got going on, Mr.
Guy? Number 9, Google Calendar on the iTunes.
Oh shit.
Google Surprise, Calendar. Huh? People actually download the calendar?
Google Calendar, yeah.
Hmm. What?
Google calendars provide different things to different people.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean it ain't just the calendar itself. I mean they provide different services that if you want, you know.
Yeah.
Almost like an alarm on a certain day or something like that, you know.
I use Google Calendar and it syncs everything together with like everything on Google, like your Gmail, your apps, and all that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so everything just comes together.
That's cool.
I've tried other calendars, and Google Calendar works pretty good.
That's probably the best one, you think?
Yeah. The only thing about it is I don't like is the widget. You could put like on one of your home screens. You could put the whole calendar on the whole screen, but the Google Calendar doesn't do that. Other calendars do that.
Oh shit! Sure.
Have you guys heard of widgets?
Mm-hmm. Well.
I've never heard
midgets.
I heard of midgets.
Is that one of the different?
Is that a woman midget?
Widgets? A woman widget. I get it.
Midget to widget.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's widgets. One of the differences between Android and
the iPhone.
iPhone is the widgets.
Yeah, because the iPhone has a calendar itself, and you can set you can set your alarms and shit like that on it.
Yeah.
Like for a different day, if you have something, you know, important going on the day.
Yeah.
You can set it, leave a note and then leave it, you know, go off.
Yep.
Whatever on the calendars on
time
there.
Time too and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Cool.
It's iPhone. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any other Apple products than your iPhones?
I have my mini iPad.
You have a mini iPad? How's that?
I like it. It's like the iPhone, just an iPad. Yeah, really.
I have no sense. I mean, I have everything in there.
I got it for Black Friday. $150, you can't beat it.
$150?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I bought it.
At a store?
No, Verizon.
Does that have to do a contract?
Was it a contract? No, it's not a contract, but you pay $10 a month, though, if you want service on it.
Oh, okay.
You get Verizon service on your iPad. So, that's why you see Gabriel with his all the time.
He's at service. Yep.
Shout out to Gabriel, but he doesn't listen. Sorry.
Yeah, shout out to the new listeners out there.
Yeah, right on. Thank you for welcoming.
Thank you for welcoming.
It's been a long day, folks. Work with us. And the sprinklers threw us off too, so.
I did feel good though, not gonna lie.
Is it refreshing?
Yeah.
Donald got wet again. It's like a dead
time. And accepting the 9 inches.
Remember, if you're feeling a little wheezy in the mornings, ladies, females, give Donald a call. He's here.
Yup.
He's
sending
your man
a message. Because he wasn't wearing one last episode.
He just got pregnant through the chat.
He likes it raw. He's a raw type of guy. So, for you ladies out there who like it raw, your man is right here.
Your man is right here.
Big D.
Wait a minute. I got a man.
Oh, I am. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. He's taking ladies.
It's a good thing no ladies were walking across the studio when he started spraying.
They would have attacked Big D. They would have saw him all wet and they'd have got wet too.
Los Dinos is running around. Dino.
Looking for the widgets.
Looking for the widgets. Los Dinos performing. Los Dinos just performed right now.
He's going to sing for us.
Oh, shit.
He's going to do the washing machine.
Oh. Dead ass.
I'll do the typewriter.
Is that a dance? Typewriter?
No, freaking, I don't know how many parties ago when Leslie went. We were freaking getting hammered, and she's all, what? You know, I'd invented a dance. Really, what? The typewriter. She started doing that.
I think that's a crab.
Fuck, dude, I fell off my damn chair. I was laughing so hard, dude.
Leslie?
Yeah,
Leslie. Snap. That's cool. I didn't. She must have been wasted or something.
Yeah, and Isaac was just buzzed walking around.
He's like, she's crazy.
Oh, man, that was funny, dude.
Oh, fuck. I wish I was there to see that one.
See it
to believe it.
Yo.
And next episode, I got to watch Warcraft.
How was that?
It was pretty badass.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. Even though I never played the game.
Yeah.
That's a PC game, right?
Yeah, it's a PC game.
It's not
game.
For PS4 or Xbox. No,
it's just PC, straight PC.
So I have no idea. I had to ask my sister on that one.
Yeah, it ain't for those sissy ass games.
What? Hey, man, my sister likes good. That shit.
It sets us up for another one. It has an ending, but it's not really an ending.
It's so just it's a continuation going to the new one.
It's going
to
continue.
Warcraft's been around for a while. You can keep that game and movie going.
It'll probably be in sync with each other, huh?
I know, right?
Moving along. But that movie is pretty good. Warcraft characters in there. I know there's different types of characters in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they kind of copied, did the same thing. Like I said, I never played the game, but the movie was pretty good. How they described the different characters and what they do and the stuff that they did in the movie. You know, like their magic and their powers and stuff like that.
Hmm.
It was pretty cool. Good. Even the Mrs. B liked it too. A little bit also liked it too. Everybody in the theater that was in that theater last night,
yeah,
liked it.
No snap. Did you check this movie out last night?
Last night, yeah.
Nice.
Damn.
Tuesdays.
$5 Tuesdays.
Yep. Gabriel went and saw The Conjuring 2. He said it was pretty creepy.
It was good.
He says the first one's scarier.
Really?
No, second one's better.
Yeah,
second
I don't believe Gabriel.
Oh, he didn't really like Captain America. Gabriel.
Yeah, I don't care what Gabe says.
Gabe,
I
gotta, who?
Fuck. I know. Gabe who?
I know.
Who is Gabe? Who is this?
Dirtman.
Yeah. All right, I'll just see it for myself.
Yeah, so check out the movies. We recommended the few movies in the past episodes, so go check them out. Take your family. Take your dad this weekend.
Hey.
Take your pops. Father's
My dad,
Day.
He can't handle movies. Yeah, he's too old school. He don't do movies.
Cool.
My dad is a part of the wind.
He's watching everything up there. He has a good view. He probably has the best view.
We watch you spray, buddy.
Yo, he sure does.
Thanks for
that's
downloading,
my boy.
Listening, streaming. If you need questions, comments, need some tips from Big D.
On how to take it and how to give it.
How to give, man.
Don't be afraid to message us. Any social media, even the website. Emails. We're here to have some fun.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Mess around a little bit. Let's do this.
Thanks for a stretch for joining us again.
Yes, sir. Big D.
Big D.
Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
I always love this, man. This is awesome. Appreciate you.
You guys be safe out there.
Be safe. Any last words for the Rock Pod? This is Rock Pod Land.
Love you guys. Keep downloading.
Yep. Stay safe.
Peace.